Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
You're listening to the Kitchen Garden Magazine podcast, your fortnightly fix of gardening features, advice and chat. Subscribe and follow us now to never miss an episode.
Hello folks and welcome to podcast 120 from Kitchen Garden Magazine. I'm here as usual with the KG editorial team of Emma Rawlins.
Hi.
Tony Flanagan. And we thought we'd have a little chat today about the best veg for value. So if you're stuck for space, obviously you want to grow veg, which is going to cost you the most in the shops, really, which, I mean, these days and the way things are going is just about everything, I suppose. But we're going to pick out a few favourites of our own. So we've been having to think around this, haven't we, chaps, and trying to decide which, you know, if you are limited for space or perhaps you've even only got room for a few pots, which things you might grow to, well, just basically try and cut the food bills, really. So, I mean, just to get the ball rolling, I've been thinking about fruit, which I think is always good value. So obviously not necessarily fruit trees, because not everyone's got room for those. But for example, I just grow a blueberry. I've got one blueberry plant in a pot in the garden, and it's amazing how many blueberries you get off of that, and they're very expensive in the shops, so that really does give me value. I think I get at least a kilo of fruit off of one bush, and very little work, you know, needed. I'll just water it now and again, move it up to the house when the birds start to take an interest, when the berries start to ripen, and move it back down the garden again when it's finished. So it's really easy. What about you guys?
I was just looking, Steve, at your blueberries. Not your blueberries, but I was just looking online, and at a well-known supermarket, you get what is £1.75 for 150 grams.
Yeah.
So you get a kilo free, really. Bit of watering and looking after the bush.
Well, that's it. And organic would be even dearer, I think. Probably twice.
Yeah.
So, you know, mine are organic. All they get is some rainwater. They do get a bit of feed. So I suppose I couldn't strictly call them organic. They get a bit of ericaceous fertiliser every now and again when they're growing. This particular one's been in the same pot now for 2 or 3 years, so top it up with compost, give it a little feed in the spring. Other than that, just watering. So, yeah, dead easy. You don't need to prune it.
Well, presumably, if you've got a lot of space and you could make a sort of ericaceous soil or maybe a bed of them, you could get a lot. You could probably freeze quite a few, couldn't you? So you could have the, because you've obviously only got a short season, and then you don't have them the rest of the year. So you could freeze a few, couldn't you?
Yeah, you could. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. I mean, I've also got black currant bushes, got three black currant bushes, and they tend to sort of fruit best on newer wood. So every year I cut one right down to the ground, leave the other two to fruit. And I must get, suppose 8 or 10 pound jars from each one. And I know black currant jam isn't, you know, perhaps the most expensive thing in the shops, but it's still still pretty good value, considering, again, very little work.
Well, when you think about it, I mean, blackcurrants are extremely good for you, a bit like blueberries, aren't they? And yet it's sort of, you know, you don't really find blackcurrants in the shops, do you, really? I mean, in the, you know, supermarkets. They're not very good shelf life, I don't think. So, I mean, you know, it's the sort of thing you can grow really easily and have something that's really nutritious, and then you can freeze a lot of them. Mm. And you could even put them on, you know, on your breakfast cereals, couldn't you? Just like your good blueberries, I suppose. I mean, they're a little bit tart, aren't they? But, I mean, you could do.
Yeah, still. Very good for you.
Yeah.
Yeah,
raspberries, I think, are good value as well. I mean, they produce loads of fruit, don't they? And that's really expensive, a punnet of raspberries in the supermarkets. Oh,
Yeah, strawberries as well. You know, it's lovely. It's so easy to produce some strawberries. I've just got a couple of hanging baskets full. You know, obviously you're not going to have enough to feed the family, but you know, you do have enough just to pick a few fruit every now and again as you're wandering down the garden, and that's wonderful in itself. But obviously, you know, more serious about it, and lovely strawberries, and a bed of strawberries produces pounds of fruit, doesn't it? Even a small bed.
Yeah.
I was looking at courgettes, and they average, I think, about 40 pence a courgette, don't they, roughly? I don't know whether you found that in supermarkets. That's sort of the average sort of price. I mean, you can usually get them in packs of two, or you can get them individually, can't you? But,
yeah.
I mean, you know, a packet of seed is like, the cheapest packet of seed I've seen is, well, £1.60 for 10 seeds.
Imagine 10 courgette plants.
Well, one plant can produce massive courgette. Can't it? I mean, you know, you're talking
one way off for many people, isn't it?
Well, exactly. So I think you'd probably get 14, 16 fruits off one plant, wouldn't you? You top that up. You make a big saving there. Over a summer.
Yeah. Not to mention all the courgette flowers. I wonder how much they are in the shops, if you ever see them.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, they're such a speciality. I mean, you very rarely you'd come across those, would you, really?
No.
But your courgette flowers are quite tasty, and that's a bit of a speciality.
I've got a pack of three courgettes here, again, from a well-known supermarket for £2, 67 pence each.
Well, yeah. I mean, see, that's the same price as a packet of seed, which you get 10 seeds in, 10 plants, you're producing probably 120 fruits.
Yeah. I've been looking, as you know, at some spring onions, because we eat quite a lot of spring onions, we like them, and they're really not cost-effective to buy from the shops. I mean, the cheapest I could get, again, from one of the cheaper supermarkets was about 40p, and you get 7. So I did a bit of research. If you get something, again, from, you know, from an average, from one of the seed companies, one of them had a packet of seeds of White Lisbon for 650 seeds.
Wow.
And it worked out at about 0.3. Well, basically, when I worked it out, for your 40p, if you sowed them, you could get 120 plants plus, as opposed to 7. And I mean, spring onions will stay in the ground all summer, and you just pick them as and when, can't you?
Well, yeah, you can also pick just the leaves, couldn't you? Just to add you want a bit of flavour. They're quite strong. You add a bit of flavour to something. Just cut a couple of leaves off.
Yeah, that's true.
Such good value. The other one, I think, is French beans.
Yes.
I mean, they are really quite expensive, and quite often when you get them, they're a little bit limp, and, I mean, they've come all the way from Africa, all those shipping miles, and they're quite sort of limp when you get them out of the packet, Yeah, you can grow masses and masses of them, a few plants, and they just keep producing and producing.
Yeah.
And they're so fresh, and they snap when you take them off, and they're just beautiful.
Again, you can freeze them, you know, if you want to.
Yeah,
that's it. Surplus. You don't have to worry about a glut, do you? You just put them in the freezer; they freeze so well.
And you can grow them in a pot. You don't need much land, really. You could grow them in a big pot.
Dwarf beans in a pot, a big pot. Put them on your patio, on a balcony. you can just grow three or four plants in a large pot, and you just produce no end of beans.
Mm. Yeah, yeah. I even think things that you don't normally think of as particularly expensive, but things like salad leaves.
Yes.
I think they're well worth it. Say rocket, for example. Again, it's just, probably less than £2 for a packet of seeds. Maybe they are a bit more expensive these days. It might be £2 or something like that. Mm. But those of seeds of rocket, probably going to last you all year, a family of three or four for a year.
The thing I find with salad leaves from the supermarket is you can get them in small packs. When you're on your own, you open the packet and you only want to eat half of it, and it really goes off quickly.
It does. Goes off really quickly.
And I often end up throwing a lot of the packet away because I can't eat it quickly. Yeah. Whereas salad leaves, I can grow a tub of them.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. United Healthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, United Healthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
And I just go out and pick a few leaves, the exact amount I want, that's so fresh and so succulent and crisp. And then the next day they're still there and I can go and pick some more when I want, or 3 or 4 days later I can, So I think actually you don't waste as much if you're growing, growing your own.
You can get spicy leaf, salad leaves pack seeds, can't you? Where there's a mix. You just throw them into a container, and as you say, they come up, and you can pick as and when. Couldn't come again, can't you? I've been growing some watercress this spring, which is coming up nicely. So I love watercress. And that's easy. You just put it in a trough or something similar and give it plenty of water. You can get a variety called Aqua now, can't you?
Because
it needs so much water. As the older varieties, but landcress as well. That's another good alternative. Again, easy to grow, lovely just to cut and put into your salads.
Yeah, well, I think you're right. And with the watercress, very often you go into the shops and the stuff in the bags is already yellow. It's obviously got a very short shelf life, and obviously if it's growing in a pot or in the ground wherever. You're picking it fresh, you just pick it whenever you need it. It's always fresh then. But, with rocket, it's so versatile as well. You can just throw it in. It's a great way of getting your five a day, isn't it? So you can just throw a handful, say, into pasta or something, a bit like you might do with spinach or whatever. And it just wilts down and it's just lovely. So great way of getting your five a day, getting your nutrients in.
Yeah, I was just looking at watercress on, again, another supermarket. It's just one of those small packets, 85 grams. Two-day shelf life, £1.30.
2 days? Yeah, it's nothing, is it? Yeah.
Another one, in fact, because we've got a feature in the May issue, Becky Searle has done about small space growing with and sort of packing, you know, getting plenty of vegetables just from a small space. But she's mentioned one that's, again, it's very sort of good value, is chard, fresh chard, because that, you know, you basically you can sow a row of that and you've got thinnings from it. If you've got to sow it too thickly, you've got thinnings that you can use in your salads. Or the young leaves you can use in salads or in stir fries. And then as they get bigger, you've got the stems and they just keep producing and keep producing. And the leaves you can cut, the younger leaves you can cut and use and cook a bit like a spinach. And literally, once you've got the crop in the ground, it just keeps growing literally all year round. For a whole year, you can have it in the ground just producing and producing. And it's such good value. And it's the sort of thing you don't really get much in the supermarkets. But there are lots of different varieties. You can get like the bright lights, which is all different colours, like yellow, red stems, white stems.
She's
mentioned a one called peppermint, which has got pink stems. So you know that's a really good value crop, I think, for a plot. It's Swiss chard.
Mm.
Yeah,
yeah.
The plant in a flower border, aren't they? Really lovely.
Yeah, yeah. If you haven't got a veg plot, just put a clump in your flower border. And that's a really good idea.
Yeah. I think even things like, you know, potatoes, you don't always think of as expensive again, but new potatoes. So, you know, if you're putting them in a pot to harvest earlier or later, depending on when you put them in, I think they're great value and, you know, always taste great, don't they? So, I'd grow them whether cheaper or not, to be honest. They just taste so much better.
That's it. I think just a small row or just a few pots of them, just of the really new, the new earlies, to get that flavour is sublime, isn't it? I mean, it's just one of the highlights of the veg growing season when you just dig those first little pearls of new potatoes and then you cook them and then with a little bit of butter, it's like, even just one pot of them and just one meal of them, and it's like, oh, that's done me for the season now. I just just that taste, you can't beat it, can you? But I mean, no, you know, but maybe the main crops are the sort of things you perhaps, if you haven't got the room for, then maybe it's not, they're not so cost effective, are they? They're not such good value over the long term, probably.
Yeah, I mean, things like carrots and onions, you know, they are, I think, relatively cheap in the shops, aren't they? So unless you're growing lots of them, or
got an allotment,
or you're growing a particular variety you like, that's a good reason for growing them, but probably not as cost effective as others, because they're just, at the moment, relatively cheap.
Yeah. I wonder how much longer they might be cheap. I mean, the potatoes or something, a lot of farmers not going to plant so many here because they can't be guaranteed of getting the price for them. Might not even break even. So,
it's a bit worrying, really, isn't it? You know, not quite sure where it's all going with food.
No. So anything you can grow yourself has got to be good, isn't it? Say we're only talking of a few pots. It hasn't got to be an allotment or anything. If you've just got a few pots on the patio, you're growing the right things.
Tomatoes. Good cherry tomato variety. Get plenty off that.
The thing is about tomatoes is they're such better flavour, aren't they, when you grow your own? I mean, even though, you know, you might be able to get them cheaper in the supermarkets. Although, you know, if you produce a lot of tomatoes, then it probably works out better value if you grow your own. But they're just better, aren't they? They just taste better, really.
And different varieties than you'll get in the shops. You know, there's so many, aren't there, that you can choose from. So,
yeah, and you're never wasted. If you ever got too many, then you just turn them into sauces, pizza sauces, tomato sauce, don't you?
Yeah, freeze it.
So never wasted. Oh well, I've got to rush out and buy another blueberry plant, I think.
I think we've proved it's worth growing your own.
Oh, definitely.
If you kind of think about what you're growing and what you like to eat, you know.
Yeah.
Grow what you like to eat.
You choose the right things.
Yeah. Oh, I'd love to hear from everybody else about what they think, you know, what they grow to save money, what they think are the best value veg. Because I'm sure we must have missed some. There's plenty more. So do let us know. Drop us a line and tell us what you like to grow and how you save money. Any other money saving tips in the garden as well? Doesn't have to be which veg. It can just be recycling tips or anything you do to save a few bob, because we all certainly need to these days. Okay, chaps. Well, we must be getting on, I suppose.
Yeah, I want to get out sowing some of these high value crops.
Yeah, I know. I don't know what to do with my tomato plants. I'm in a quandary. Do I plant them out? You know, do I put them out? Are we still going to?
No, same.
That time of year. Do I put them out or do I not?
I know. I think I've sown them too early again. They're nearly hitting the ceiling. They've got to go. I think they're going to have to go out this weekend. And
it's supposed to be getting warmer, but whether it'll suddenly turn cold at the end of May, we have no idea, do we?
No idea. Just have to keep some fleece handy, I suppose.
Yeah.
Oh, well, they might just have to go out then. Good luck this weekend. I'll be in a polytunnel, so they won't be too bad.
Right there, I think, yeah.
Yeah, I won't worry about it too much.
No.
Oh, well, okay, then, fine. Okay, don't forget, people listening out there, if you've enjoyed what you hear, then you'll enjoy the magazine, I'm sure. So check out Kitchen Garden magazine. You can find our website, www.kitchengarden.co.uk. You can order yourself a copy from www.classicmagazines.co.uk. And find us on YouTube. We've got loads of how-to videos on there. Of the three of us making fools of ourselves and growing a few veg at the same time. So do check those out. There's lots of fun videos for you to watch on sowing and growing and harvesting, anything you care to mention. So do go and have a look. Okay, well, until next time, thanks very much for listening.
Bye.
Bye.
If you enjoyed this podcast, you can subscribe to Kitchen Garden Prime for just $4.99 per month. You'll be getting a whole lot for your plot, including an easy-read tablet and phone edition to read anywhere, anytime, exclusive access to 10 years of digital back-issue archives, access to exclusive content from the online allotment, the Mudketeers website, plus the monthly print magazine will be delivered free to your door each month. Head to classicmagazines.co.uk/KGPrime to sign up today.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.